Representing that we, the whole body is being buried under the water, and when one comes out of the water, you are living a new life. You are raised from the dead.
所以受洗是一个很重要整个信仰生活重要的一个开始点。
So baptism is a very important starting point in our life of faith.
因为我们当走到洗礼场的时候
，Because when we arrive at the baptismal site.
当然水也很冷。
Of course, the water is very cold.
我们还要走开车走到海边去。
We still need to drive to the shore.
所以这个是表示我们外在的一个决心。
This is an external expression of our determination.
我们决心要突破一切的困难，走到海边。
We have a breakthrough through all obstacles, and then we go to the beach.
那有人怕水。
Some people are afraid of entering the water.
所以这些怕水的弟兄姐妹他们还要克服怕水的这种困难下水。
So these brothers and sisters who are afraid of water need to overcome this fear in them to enter into the water.
大家最主要的是要我们。决心要把旧人埋葬。
But most importantly, we are so determined to bury our old self.
不再跟罪有相关联。
We are no longer, we no longer have any relations to sin.
以前我们是站在黑暗的国度。
In the past, we are standing in the kingdom of darkness.
以前我们是受罪的指挥。
In the past, we have been directed by sins.
但是今天不一样的。
But today we are different.
今天是我们下定决心了。
Today we are so resolved.
我们要从罪恶一边走到义的，走到耶稣基督这一边。
We are going from the side of sin into this side of the Lord Jesus.
善恶只是一线之隔。
Goodness and bad and evil is only within a little limit.
这个一线之隔，你说远也很远，你说近也很近。
It's only separated by a thin line where it doesn't look that far and it doesn't look that near.
远是因为人不顺从。
It's far because of our disobedient hearts.
人没有下定决心。
Because as human beings, we are not resolved.
所以虽然是一线之隔，对他来说是非常遥远的一个距离。
Even though it is but a thin line, we are separated by so far.
但是对于愿意接受的人来说
，But to those of us who want to accept,
就很近啊。
It is very near.
那这些人就是他们已经下定决心。
For these people, we are so determined.
要与耶稣同死。
That we want to die with Christ.
把罪身埋葬的。
That we will bury our old self.
那当然要起来呀。
Of course, we have to come out.
所以耶稣基督也就从死里复活要起来。
Lord Jesus Christ also came out of the dead.
所以赞美诗79首哈，就 Rise Again, Rise Again， 哇，那首很感动人呐。
So hymn number 79 says, Rise Again, Rise Again. It's very moving.
哇，那是主耶稣基督从死里复活的那一刹那。
The moment that the Lord Jesus was raised to life again.
你看天使都很感受感动啊。
You see that even the angels were moved.
所以天使自己。向当时主的跟随者做见证。
So the angels themselves bear witness to all the followers of Jesus Christ.
说你们所寻找的耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
That the Lord that you are looking for, he is risen.
说今天我们也是一样。
Today in the same way.
从死里复活。
We are also raised.
从洗礼场，从水里起来。
We come up out of the water.
我们就是变一个新人。
We have become a new person.
所以我们一举一动都有新生的样式。
So each and every of our act.They have the newness of life.
所以我们看这些年纪大的弟兄姐妹，他们到洗礼场洗礼起来以后
，So we see these elderly brothers and sisters who have been baptized when in the sea.
哇，他们一上来那个脸都非常的好像婴孩一样。
As soon as they come out of the water, we see their faces were as bright as those of babies.
他们心情非常单纯。
Their faith are very simple.
他们只喊着感谢主，哈利路亚，感谢主。
They only cry out saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, Hallelujah.
他们是非常的喜乐。
They are very joyful.
所以他们一举一动都有新生的样式，像孩子一样。
Every of their action are very simple, just like a child.
那我们埋葬就把这个旧人就除掉了。
When we're being buried, our old self have been taken away.
我们的旧人是很吓人的呢。
Because our old self are very scary.
那圣经经常用这个旧衣服跟新衣服来比喻我们以前的生活跟受洗以后的生活。
The Bible often uses the word old garment versus the new garment to describe our old life before baptism and the life after that.
所以受洗归入基督以前，我们就是穿旧人的衣服。
So before being baptized into Christ, we are wearing our old garment.
我们为什么经常换衣服啊？
Why do we need to change our clothes so often?
想想我们只要一个月哈不换衣服。
Think about this. If we do not change our clothes in 1 month,
衣服穿久了会有味道。
There will be a bad odor in our clothes.
那个味道啊。人一接近我们，他马上会走掉。
When someone come near us, they'll stay away.
他是走掉啊，我们不会吸引人的，我们反而让人就走开了。
They will immediately stay away from us, because we cannot attract them.
因为我们的味道不好啊。
Because we give off a bad odor.
不会吸引人。
We will not be able to attract others.
可是现在只要是穿了新衣。
But now that we are wearing new clothing.
这个新衣呢，就是有基督耶稣的香气。
With this new clothing, we have the aroma of Christ.
只要我们能够穿他的衣服，
only when
穿耶稣基督的衣服，
when we put on the garment of Christ,
我们就有基督耶稣的香气。
Then we will have the aroma of Christ.
就会凭着这个香气，我们就能够吸引人了。
Based on this aroma, we can attract others.
大家都很喜欢跟我们在一起。
Everybody would like to linger around us.
就像当时使徒时代的那些使徒们的生活一样，大家都很喜欢跟他们在一起的。
Just like during the life of the apostles at that time, many people.Really like to stay around them.
所以信主的人数一天一天增加。
So the numbers were added to them daily.
所以早期的教会都是用生活、用生活方式、用生命来见证主。
We know that in the early church, the people were using their actions, their deeds, to make people come near to God.
因为他们变了一个新人，穿了新衣服。
Because they have worn a new garment and come into the newness of life.
能够吸引人。
They are able to attract others.
那这个变成一个新人，就是需要一个过程。
To walk in the newness of life requires a certain process.
那这个过程到底是什么呢？
What kind of a process is this?
请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章二十节。
The book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20.
二十节
，verse 20，
第四章的二十节
，chapter 4 verse 20，
你们学的基督啊，却不是这样。二十一节
，21，
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理啊，二十二节
，22，
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏的。二十三节，又要将你们的心智改换一新。二十四节，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。这本是旧衣跟新衣的比喻。
Here is the parable of wearing an old garment and a new garment.
所以二十一节说，我们如果听过他就指的耶稣基督的道。领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去旧人。
Therefore, in verse 21, if indeed we have heard from him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, we have to put off.
那这个听的他的道道路就是道路那道路我们有的时候英文圣经经常用这个way好像是 Jesus is the way那这个 way 就是一个道路，一个方法。
If we have heard of him, we have heard of the way, and Jesus Christ is the way, it is a method.
So, 我们听过主是基督所提供的新的方法。
Which means we have heard the new way, the new method that is prescribed by the Lord Jesus.
这个方法就能够帮助我们解决人生的困惑。
This method will help us to overcome the difficulties in our lives.
我们人生所发生的事情，很多事我们是想不通的。
We cannot fathom the so many things that happen in our lives.
为什么会生病？
Why do we need to fall ill?
为什么会碰上车祸？
Why do we need to meet with an accident?
为什么那个人会来打我一下子，会来欺负我？
Why did that person bully me or hit me once?
很多的为什么我们不能够理解。
We cannot understand many of the whys.
主耶稣，你有答案。
But within the Lord Jesus, he has the answer.
所以主耶稣提供一个新的方法。
The Lord Jesus himself gave us a new way.
也提供一个新的答案。
New answer.
提供一个新的思维。
He provides us a new perspective.
提供一个新的力量。
He gives us a new strength.
所以就是学的耶稣的道，这个道就是一个路啊。
So which means the way in the Lord Jesus, this is a road.
也是一个新的方法。
It is also a new method.
所以也就是我们在思考事情啊，不能够只以我们旧的方法、旧的思维来思考。
So when we view things, let us not view it only from our own old perspective.
有的时候也不能够凭我们过去的感觉，凭我们过去的经验来思考。
We cannot view it from our old emotions and experiences.
假如凭着我们的经验思维来思考的话
If only we base on old perceptions and old understandings.
很多事情呢是没有答案的。
We cannot find answers to many of our problems.
你在问谁，谁都不能够告诉你一个标准答案。
We cannot find the standard answer, no matter who we ask.
标准答案在耶稣那里。
The standard answer lies within Christ.
主耶稣说的很简单呢。
The Lord Jesus said it simply.
劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
All you who labor are heavy laden, come to me.
主耶稣让我们得到安息。
He will give you rest.
方法是什么
？What is the method?
心里柔和谦卑。
To be pure and lowly at heart.
所以我们绝对不把自己降卑的话。
If we do not humble ourselves.
因为我们一般人都有自己的期望。
Because usually we have our expectations.
一般人都是想说我值得受尊敬。
Many people think that I'm worthy to be respected.
我值得得的更多。
I'm worthy to receive many much more.
可是事实上没有得的更多啊。
But in actuality, we have not received much more.
事实上，很多人不了解我们呢。
Many a times, many people don't even understand us.
啊，就是有些时候孩子不能够了解父母亲的苦心呢。
Many a times, our children cannot understand the efforts of our parents.
只要能够了解父母亲的苦心，孩子们都很尊敬、很孝顺父母亲呢。
If every child can understand the efforts that the parents have paid, then they will respect and honor their parents.
可是今天不一样啊。
But today everything is different.
很多我们下一代不理解上一代的辛苦啊。
Many of the next generation cannot fathom the difficulties experienced by the previous generation.
害得我们做父母亲的也很生气啊。
So that many parents are so angered.
可是现在有个新的思考方法。
But now there's a new way of thinking.
心灵柔和谦卑。
To be gentle and lowly at heart.
主耶稣啊，他本来是高高在上的神呢。
The Lord Jesus, He is the utmost highest God.
圣经说这个是至高的神。
The utmost God.
至尊、至荣、至圣的神。
He is the most honorable, who desires the most glory.
什么东西都是他的。
Everything belongs to Him.
但是他愿意降卑为人。
And yet He is willing to descend to be lowly as man.
跟我们一样。
To be like us.
啊，甚至也比我们。更卑微
，or even lower than us。
啊，主是他用什么跟做比喻呢？做比较啊，不是跟人做比较啊，他是跟动物做比较啊。
What does the Lord compare himself with? Not with human beings, but with animals.
全世界的人没有一个人比主耶稣更凄惨。
Not one human being on the whole earth is even more disastrous than him.
所以主耳说，天上飞鸟有窝，地上狐狸有洞。
Therefore, he said, the birds in the air.Have nests and the foxes have
holes. 人子啊，却是没有放枕头的地方。
But the son of man does not have any place to lay his head.
所以主耶稣不是跟人做比较嘿。
The Lord did not compare himself with human beings.
他是跟动物来做比较。
He compared himself with animals.
所以我们看他降为卑啊。
We see that he lowered himself.
他还跟我们做朋友。
And yet he wants to befriend us.
所以我们只要有这种认识，有这种新的方法。
If we have this turn in understanding and a new way.
我们就知道怎么去应付孩子的叛逆。
Then we can face the rebellion of our children.
我们就能够应付那些经常对我们冒犯的人。
Then we can face those people who are often scolding us.
我们就不会生气啊。
Then we will not be angered.
我们反而还能够赢得朋友。
On the other hand, we can win some friends.
这个就是一个新的方法，新的思维。
This is a new method, a new perspective.
我们就会得到一个新的力量。
Then we will receive this new strength.
所以这个是听过神的道。
So this is listening the way the word of God.
那领的教，领的教，这个是他。
Receiving his teaching, being taught by God.
那这个 taught 这中文字是翻译的很贴切。
In the Chinese version of the Bible, the translation is very near to the original meaning.
这个教本来的意思啊，就是用体罚的手段来训导我们的孩子做算术，做算术。
The original meaning has the sense of being training our children in order to do math.
所以简单来说哈，就是领的神的管教。
Meaning to receive the discipline of God.
凡是神儿女都会接受管教。
Every child of God will be disciplined by God.
因为人啊，总是一个叛逆性啊。
Because as human beings, we often are rebellious.
啊，我们在做的都是经过年轻人的阶段。
We have all passed through the ages of youth.
啊，这个少年人啊，这个叛逆总是会有的。
In our younger years, we had our rebelliousness.
啊，只是程度的大小而已。
We only vary by degrees.
那当我们已经离开青少年研究很久了。
Of course, we have departed from those younger years for a long time.
以前的事情我们可能忘记了。
Perhaps we have forgotten all of those years.
啊，但是大家都会有这个经验。
But then we all have this experience.
那我们做父母亲的，当然有些时候也会管教我们自己的孩子。
As parents, we often discipline our children.
尤其是叛逆的时候。
Especially when they are very rebellious.
啊，神对我们也是一样。
In the same way, God treats us.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章的第七节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
所以所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，要有儿子不被父亲管教的呢。第八节。
Verse 8.
管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子的。第九节。
Verse 9.
再说啊，我们曾有生父啊，生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？啊，再看十一节。
Verse 11.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。所以这里是提到管教的问题。
Here it talks about chastening and disciplining.
那为什么会有管教？
Why is there chastening?
那就是让我们在圣洁上与耶稣基督有份。
So that we are partakers in the righteousness of God.
啊，所以主耶稣啊帮门徒洗脚。
The Lord Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
所以洗脚的话，就是与他有份。
Saying that once their feet are washed.Then they will have part with him.
这个有份就在神的圣洁上有份。
Having part with Jesus is to have part with His holiness.
啊，在神的性情上有份。
To have a part with His divine nature.
那这样子才能够丰丰富富的进入神的国。
Then only then can they fully enter into the kingdom of God.
才能够结出义的果子。
Then they can produce a fruit of righteousness.
结出平安的果子。
The fruit of peace.
所以我们看洗脚的很重要，跟教。跟得救有关系的。
So we see that foot washing is closely related with salvation.
所以我们接受神的管教。
So when we receive the chastening from the Lord,
就是让我们有个更好的属灵的品格。
It is so that we can produce a much more beautiful spiritual virtue.
那当然，圣经说当时在管教的时候，我们也不大高兴啊。
Of course, the Bible says no chastening seemed to be joyful.
他说我们在管教孩子，孩子会高兴吗
？For example, when we are disciplining our children, are they happy at that time?
一样的，我们神管教我们，有些时候我们也是不高兴。
Likewise, sometimes when God disciplines us, we're unhappy.
啊，甚至于会有很多的抱怨。
We even have many complaints.
但是我们要理解。
But we have to understand.
这个都是为我们好啊。
These are all for our good.
为我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So that in our deeds and actions, we have the newness of life.
这样子才能够用我们生命来见证主啊。
Only then can we use our life to testify for the Lord.
因为大家只要是过了啊舒适的生活。
If everyone are in our comfort zones every day,
因为旧人啊，虽然是旧衣服，但是穿得很舒适啊。
In our old self, we are wearing the old garment. Of course, we feel so comfortable.
啊，我曾经碰到一个那弟兄啊。
I once met with a brother.
啊，他经常穿那套西装。
He often wore the same suit.
我说，哎呀，你西装这一件一定是很好穿，你才很喜欢的，每次都穿这一件。
I said, you always wear this particular suit. Obviously, you like this suit very much.
啊，他的太太说：“对啊，我说他的西装很多啦，但是说是偏偏喜欢这一件。”
The wife said, "Yes, he has so many suits. However, he only picked this one."
啊，因为他很喜欢。
Because he liked it so much.
喜欢就穿习惯了。
Once he liked it, he's used to it.
啊，所以每次都穿那一件。
So every time he would wear that.
那我们人也是一样，在行为上有些时候会很习惯的啊，做一个动作。
Likewise, every day we are so used to doing the same things.
很习惯就是往这个方向来思考。
We are used to think about things this way.
那但是那个方向是不对的呢。
But that direction is wrong.
那可是我们已经习惯了。
But we're so used to it.
所以圣经在改变。
So the Bible wants to change us.
我们很多人都不愿意改变。
But many of us refuse to change.
所以大家希望能够过着安逸的生活。
Everyone wants to be in our comfortable life.
那圣经说啊，好像这个老鹰啊，在搅动那个雏窝一样。
The Bible describes the eagle stirring up its nest.
因为那些小的鸟，小的鹰哈，它在窝里头就很温暖啊，它就不想飞，不想学着飞的。
Because the small eagles are so comfortable in that nest, they refuse to learn how to fly.
所以老鹰啊，就会把它搅动一下子。
So the mother eagle will stir up the nest.
啊，用脚啊把它踢踢，啊，踢到这个巢窝以外。
To kick them outside of that nest.
那它就往下掉啊。
So everyone would fall down.
啊，它也知道往下掉掉会死啊。
It also understands that once they descend downward, they will die.
所以那个时候本能它就开始飞了。
At that time, actually, the small eagles are starting to fly.
啊，它在飞的话，好像刚开始不大会飞。
In the beginning, they were flapping their wings and starting to fly.
所以这个时候，老鹰就啊来接它，用它的背翅膀来接它，避免往下掉。
The eagle will scoop them up with the wings.
所以神对我们也是一样。
In the same way, God is to us.
我们人都是啊好逸，就是喜欢安逸。
We as human beings, we like to be
啊，不喜欢改变。
We like to be stationary. We do not like change.
啊，所以神就要我们改变，要我们渐渐好啊，渐渐更新啊。
But God wants us to change for the better.
啊，所以有些时候就叫管教的事情。
Therefore, sometimes we are being chastened by God.
这是很正常的。
It's very normal.
因为神啊，希望我们有个很好属灵的品格。
Because God desires that we have good spiritual virtue.
啊，再来就是学真理，学的他的真理。
Next, we are learning about His truth.
那我们在学东西哈，主要是这样表面上看一看啊，听一听啊，这个东西还不是属于我们的。
When in the process of our learning, when we only see it superficially and we hear about it, that knowledge doesn't belong to us yet.
好像我们在听老师讲课。
For example, we listen to a lecture.
哦，讲这个数学的课程，这个为什么会这样子？这演变的结果，这样写在黑板上。
Our teachers writing the math formula on the board, and why it can process into a certain way.
那当时我们好像听得明白。
At that time, we might be able to grasp it.
啊，其实我们还不明白呀。
Actually, we do not get it yet.
因为我们还没有自己做过题目哎。
Because we have not personally done that problem.
所以要。直到自己要做过题目啊，才是真正的明白。
It's until the time that we solve the problem ourselves that we can claim to truly understand.
所以，我们学真理也是一样，要成长，要进步。
In the same way, when we study the truth, we need to grow and improve.
也就是要把我们所听的道理实践出来。
Which means to implement those words, those truths that we hear about.
那才算是真正的明白呀。
That is calling real understanding.
啊，不然的话，我们对这些。啊，宗教的术语呀、啊，什么忍耐呀、啊，哈、啊，和平啊，这都是一个抽象的名词而已。
Otherwise, all these religious terms like endurance, patience, all these are very abstract things.
直到我们把它实践出来。
Until the time when we act it out.
那这些道理才是属于我们的。
Only then can these truths belong to us.
所以圣经说啊，有很多人啊，经常学习啊，宗教不能够明白真道。
Therefore, the Bible often says many people keep on studying, but yet fail to understand the truth.
那希伯来书的作者啊，也是说有人呢、啊、不愿意学习习练的通达。
The author of Hebrews also said some people refuse to learn the way to understanding.
因为这些人都不愿意付出。
Because these people do not want to pay a price.
不愿意牺牲。
They are unwilling to sacrifice.
那怎么会进步
？How can they improve?
我们就不知道说你真的去做出来嘛，要付出多少的代价，你要付出多少的时间。
Then we cannot understand in order to act this truth out, how much time and energy do we need to sacrifice and pay?
我们就是没有去行出来的话。
When we cannot act it out,
只是停留在知识的层面。
We are only stopping at the understanding of a term.
要去做出来的话，我们就不敢讲得太大声，因为做出来是也是很困难的、啊，不容易的、啊。
When we act something out, then we will not speak so loudly because we understand how difficult it is.
那比如说你要去接人。
For example, picking up someone.
你要可能要花一两个小时去接人呢、啊。
You might need to spend 1 to 2 hours to pick someone up.
那你要有心呢、啊。
You have to have the heart to do that.
那不容易。
It's not easy.
所以就是在谈论这个接送人的事情，我们就不敢讲得太大声。
Therefore, in a matter of picking up people, we will not speak too loud.
也就我们知道他的困难点在哪里呀
？Because we understand what is the difficulty.
可是假如没有做出来的话
，But when we have not done it yet，
我们都是以为什么事情都是很简单的。
We always reckon that many things are so simple.
都是理所当然的。
All things are should be reasonably done.
我们可能就会批评别人。
Then it's easy for us to criticize others.
你为什么没有这样做
？Why don't you do it this way？
为什么没有那样做
？Why don't you do it that way？
因为我们自己没有去做过啊。
Because we ourselves have not done it.
我们以为什么事情都很简单呢、啊、
？We thought everything can be done easily.
只要起床，车子一开，啊，就可以出去了。
Once we rise from the bed, ignite our car, then go.
我们不知道这当中的难处在哪里呀、啊、
？We don't know where does the difficulty lie.
所以，就是没有去行出来的话，我们所听的都不是属于我们的。
So when we have not acted all these truths out, whatever that we heard, they do not belong to us yet.
所以圣经才说哈，要学的真理，要学就是要实践出来，我们才真正的。
Therefore, the Bible says to learn the truth is to act those out in order to have true understanding.
好，那第二个哈，要怎么这个怎么这个过程，要为生命的主做见证。
Secondly, to testify for the Lord of Life, what kind of a process is it?
啊，就是要借着圣灵的更新。
Which is through the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
我们请看《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。这是提到圣灵降临以后，才能够成为主的见证。
Here it talks about once the Holy Spirit descends, then we can witness for the Lord.
那为什么等到圣灵的降临
？Why do we need to wait for the descending of the Holy Spirit？
我们看主耶稣离开世间也是很久的。
We have seen that the Lord has departed from the earth for so long.
啊，他还没有被钉十字架的时候，就告诉他的学生说：“你要啊往普天下传福音呢。”
Before he was crucified on the cross, he told his apostles, "You have to preach the gospel throughout all nations."
但是同时，主耶稣又告诉他们啊。复活以后要告诉他们说，你们要等候父所应许的圣灵。
And yet, at the same time, the Lord Jesus, after he was risen from the dead, he said, "You have to wait for the promised Holy Spirit."
所以这些不管是主耶稣还是门徒们，他们为什么还要在等呢？不赶快去传福音呢
？So why did the disciples of the Lord Jesus did not immediately go and witness the truth, and you have to wait?
这一个关键就是能力，圣灵的能力。
The key factor is the strength from the Holy Spirit.
因为就是没有领受父所应许的圣灵
，because when one has not received the promised Holy Spirit from the Father，
就不能够领受从上头来的能力呀、啊。
He cannot inherit the power that come from above。
一出去打仗就被打败了。
When you go into the battle, you lose immediately。
好，一出去就被打败了。
Once you go into battle, you're defeated。
怎么能够传福音呢
？How can you preach the gospel？
怎么能够以他们的生命来见证主
？How can you witness using your life？
那是不可能的。
It is impossible。
所以必须要等到啊，父所应许圣灵从上头来的能力。
We need to wait until we receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon us。
我们心中有两股的力量。
We have two powers in our hearts。
一股的力量就是圣灵的能力。
One side is the power from the Holy Spirit。
另外一股的力量就是恶。也就是私欲的能力。
The other part is the power of evil, which is our lust.
啊，好像保罗所说的，两个律啊在心里头征战。
Just as Paul had described, there are two powers that are striving in his heart.
这两个不可能谈和的。
These two form of powers will not reconcile.
啊，不是打赢了就打输了。
One will be defeated and one will be victorious.
说这两个不可能签合约。
They will not be in agreement with one another.
所以我们不要等待那个时刻。
So don't wait for that time.
啊，不可能的。
It's impossible.
所以我们心中有两个力量。
So there are two powers in our hearts.
当我们圣灵的力量太弱的时候
，When the power of the Holy Spirit within is too weak，
我们就不能够胜过私欲呀。
We cannot overcome our lusts.
因为私欲也就是我们的感觉，我们 emotion， 我们的感觉。
Because our lusts also represent our emotions.
有时候叫做 passion， 我们的 passion 呢。
Sometimes it refers to our passions.
那这个都是一个内心这种的情啊的作用。
These are our emotions from within us.
那这个太强的话，我们讲到圣灵太弱，这个就会很强。
This will be very strong when the Holy Spirit is so weak.
那我们的判断、我们的决定就会错误啊。
Then our judgment will be wrong.
有的时候我们不能够听我们的私欲呀、啊。
Sometimes we cannot listen to our desires.
啊，不能够听我们自己的感觉的。
We cannot listen to our personal feelings.
所以我们一定要追求圣灵的充满。
So we have to seek for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
只有这样子，我们才能够胜过那个恶的力量。
Only then can we defeat the power of evil.
所以保罗才告诉我们要被圣灵充满。
So only Paul tells us that we have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，不然的话会被他打败的。
Otherwise, we will be defeated.
我们来看以西结书哈。
Let's refer to Ezekiel.
四十七章。
Ezekiel 47.
以西结书四十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
第三节。
Verse 3.
以西结书四十七章第三节。
Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 3.
他说：“拿着绳绳往东出去的时候，量了一千轴。”使我趟过水，水到怀子谷。第四节，他又量了一千轴，使我趟过水，水就到了膝。再量了一千轴，使我趟过水，水便到了腰。第五节，又量了一千轴，这个水变成了河，使我不能够趟过，因为水是涨起，成为可覆的水，不可趟的河。啊，好，那这里是提到水。啊
，Here talks about water。
那水啊，就是有浅有深的，有多有少。
Water can be defined as light and deep.
那当
a lot and or little.
第一次量的时候，这个水呢，到了踝子骨。
The first time when it was being measured, it was only at the ankles.
那踝子骨的时候，这个水对一个人呢，没有什么功用的。
The water serves as nothing when it's only serving at the ankles.
但是你说没有水吗？有水，也是到了踝子骨啊。
But is there water? Yes, it is, because it's only to the ankles.
但是那个一点点的水啊，对这个人啊，不会产生什么功用。
But such little water will serve as nothing for this person.
就是影响不了这个人啊。
The water will not have any influence on this person.
那这个道理很简单，我们都知道。
This truth is so simple, we all understand.
那当水慢慢往上涨的时候
，When water came up to more,
你看到了膝啊，到了腰
，to the knees and to the waist.
那个就会有影响啊。
This will be influential.
啊，我以前还在 Tampa 教会帮一位啊姐妹洗礼的时候
，When I was in Tampa Church, I was baptizing a sister.
她跪在海边呢。
She was kneeling on the shore.
啊，她身体这样子左右摇晃。
Her body was moving from one side to the other.
啊，说，哎，你不要我，你这样身体摇晃，这个很难休息啊。你这样，你不要晃，哈，不要晃。
I told her, please don't move your body. It's very hard for me to baptize you.
她说没办法，那个水流一来，然后那个水流一来，我就要随着它的水流这样子晃动啊。
She said I couldn't help it because the water sway me one side to the other.
哎，后来我想想，哎，对了，一定是跪着，他不是站着的。
Later on, I figured it out. Yes, it's true because this person was kneeling, not standing up.
跪着的时候，那个水就简直就到他的这个。脖子这里呀。
When she was kneeling, the water level was up to almost the neck.
他说：“当然，他会受水流的影响。
Of course, she will be greatly influenced by the current of the water.
所以我们看这个水就越多的话，对那个人又有影响力。
We see that the more the water is, the more influence it will have on that person.
这个水就告诉我们，它就是圣灵。
The water represents the Holy Spirit.
所以当圣灵越充满的时候，一个人呢，应该会顺从圣灵的带领。
The more filled with the Holy Spirit a person is, that person should.Be submissive to the Holy Spirit.
除非这个人是故意的消灭圣灵的感动。
Unless this person purposely quenched the power of the Holy Spirit.
他不顺服。
He is unwilling to submit.
所以这个圣灵，他就任命他了。
So the Holy Spirit will let him be.
因为他拒绝圣灵的感动。
Because he has quenched the movement of the Holy Spirit.
不然正常的情况。
Unless under ordinary circumstance.
水一多的话，会对人有影响力的。
The more the water is, the more influence it has toward.
那这个人他也感觉得出来呀。
Even the person himself will feel it.
啊，所以圣灵也是一样。
In the same way, Holy Spirit too.
因此，我们真正啊被圣灵充满。
So when we are truly filled with the Holy Spirit.
而不是只有嘴巴讲灵言而已啊。
Not only the fact that we can speak in tongues.
要真正让圣灵在我们的内心呢有分量。
We have to let the Holy Spirit take over our hearts.
才能够改变我们自己呀。
So that we can change ourselves.
我们就受圣灵的影响。
Then we can be influenced by the Holy Spirit.
那到后来，圣灵在我们内心做主。
Later on, when the Holy Spirit becomes Lord in our heart.
他的决定就是我们的决定。
His decision will be our decision.
圣灵说 no， 我们就说 no。
When the Holy Spirit said no， we will say no。
因为他在我们的内心做主啊。
Because He is the master of our heart。
所以我们说 no， 事实上是内心的那个圣灵告诉我们的。
So the mode no that proceeds from our mouth comes from the Holy Spirit in our heart。
啊，假如他说好的话，我们就说好啊。
When the Holy Spirit agrees， then we'll say yes。
这个叫圣灵在我们的内心做主了。
This is the time when the Holy Spirit。It's the master of our hearts.
那当然内在的是看不见的。
Of course, it is within us. We cannot see it.
所以借着外在的生活方式，把内在的生命表达出来。
So with our external lifestyle, we can implement out the life that is within us.
所以我们要有生活的见证。
Therefore, we have to have the testimony of life.
我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts of the Apostles chapter 2.
第二章的四十四节
，verse 44，
使徒行传第二章四十四
，Acts chapter 2 verse 44，
信的人多在一处，凡物公用，四十五节
，45，
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人，四十六节
，46，
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在家在店里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜。诚实的心用饭四十七节
47.
赞美神得众民的喜爱主将得救的人天天加给他们但这一段是一个很实际活生生的生活的经历
This is a very practical realistic description of a type of lifestyle
也是当时他们的生活的方法一种方式
This is a way of life that they shared
当然因为时空背景不一样他们的方式可能跟我们的方式不一样。
Of course, it's in a different time and different generation, and their lifestyle is different from ours.
但是都是用我们的生活方式来见证主。
But within with their lives, they witness for the Lord.
啊，圣经告诉我们哈，这个
the Bible tells us,
啊，最大的恩赐啊，恩赐有很多种。
There are many types of gifts, but the highest of all.
那最大的恩赐是什么
？What is the highest gift?
不是讲道啊。
Not preaching.
也不是翻译。
It's not interpreting.
也不是抒情。
It's not playing the piano.
也不是拉这个小提琴。
Or to play violin.
那你说最大的恩赐是什么
？What is the greatest gift?
啊，我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十二章。
Chapter 12.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
哥林多前书十二章三十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31.
你们要切切地求那更大的恩赐哇！那你看到更大的恩赐呢
？But earnestly desire the best gifts.
我现今把最妙的道理指示你们。
And yet I show you a more excellent way.
好，那十三章就谈到爱。
Then chapter 13 talks about love.
啊，那我们看十三章的十三节。
Then we read chapter 13, verse 13.
如今长存有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
And now abide faith, hope, love, and these three, but the greatest of these is love.
信望爱都是来自神的恩赐。
Faith, hope, and love comes from the gift of God.
因为我们刚信主的时候，我们这些都不懂啊，什么叫信心，什么叫盼望，什么爱心都不懂，都不知道。
When we just believe in God, we are ignorant to all these things. What is the meaning of faith, hope, or love?
那神就赏赐给我们信心，赏赐给我们盼望、爱心。
Then God will give us faith, hope, and love.
那在这个基础上，我们慢慢的在长进。
In this foundation, we continue to grow.
所以圣经说最大的就是爱。
But the Bible says the greatest of these is love.
主耶稣讲了很多的教训。
The Lord Jesus has spoken many teachings.
啊，到后来他说，主耶稣这样子吩咐啊，就是要我们彼此相爱。
But yet, in the end, the Lord Jesus instructed that we have to love one another.
命令的总纲就是爱。
The conclusion of the commandment is love.
我们审判哦，啊，主耶稣将要审判我们，对不对哈？
The Lord Jesus will judge us one day, right?
那个审判最后的标准，哦，有很多标准，什么 A B C D 很多标准。
The final standard for the judgment.
最后的一个标准就是爱。
The last item is love.
圣工做了很多。
We have done many sacred work.
讲道理讲得头头是道，大家都很喜欢听。
We preach so many sermons that many people like to listen to.
很感人。
Very moving sermon.
但是假设没有爱的话
，But if we don't have love,
所讲的道都是归于空。
All these truths that we preach,
所做的圣工都是归于空。
All the sacred work that we do, they are nullified. Why?
因为最后的一个标准没有通过。
Because the last part of the standard, we cannot pass it.
前面都很好啊，都打过的。
We can have all the check marks in the previous elements.
但是最后一个啊，没有通过。
But the final one we cannot pass.
没有通过的话就刷掉了。
Once we cannot pass, you're being put aside.
所以主耶稣一直强调。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus continued to emphasize.
我这样子吩咐你们。
I command you this way.
主耶稣从马太福音到约翰福音呢，不知道讲了多少的话。
We don't know how many words that the Lord Jesus has spoken from the Gospel of Matthew to John.
所以主就说：“我这样子吩咐你们，就是叫你们彼此相爱。”
But the Lord Jesus said, "This commandment I give to you is that you have to love one another."
那一个人假如是有耶稣基督的生命
，If a person is filled with the life of Jesus,
内心有耶稣基督的灵
，Within a person there is the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他自然就会有爱心，有怜悯的心肠。
Naturally, he will be filled with love and mercy.
所以一个人假设没有耶稣的灵
，But if a person does not have the spirit of Jesus,
那他就不属耶稣基督啊。
Then he will not belong to Jesus Christ.
那只是一个表面的基督徒而已。
He will be an outward Christian only.
虽然是他嘴巴讲灵言
，Even though within his mouth he speaks in tongues.
但是事实上他没有耶稣基督的生命
，But he does not have the life of Christ.
所以就当然就不属耶稣基督。
Of course, this person does not belong to Christ.
啊，所以我们经常啊来被圣灵充满。
So we have to often be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，经常检讨我们的生活方式。
To often examine our lifestyles.
检讨我们是不是有一个怜悯的心肠。
To examine ourselves whether we are merciful enough.
也就是站在别人的立场在想事情。
To put ourselves in other people's shoe and other people's perspective.
当我们站在别人的立场想事情的时候
，When we're thinking from their shoes.
我们就不会刻意的去批评别人。
Then we will not purposely go and criticize others.
去指责别人。
To point a finger at others.
去要求别人。
To have expectations of others.
那这些门徒们，他们以生命来为主做见证。
These apostles of the Lord use their lives to witness to God.
所以他们就有一颗很坚定不移的信念。
They have a steadfast faith in God.
耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
The Lord Jesus already resurrected from the dead.
他们知道从死里复活的意义是什么。
They knew very well what is the meaning of being resurrected from the dead.
就是彼此相爱。
Which is to love one another.
所以他们有这个坚定的信念。
Therefore, they have this firm and steadfast belief.
所以他们就不畏惧权威的恐吓。
They will not abuse their power to threaten others.
当时这些官员呐，恐吓他们不能够再传耶稣了。
All these officials threatening them that they cannot preach Jesus anymore.
但是他们都不惧怕。
But they were not afraid.
他们不怕受辱。
They were not afraid to be insulted.
所以每一个门徒啊，他们都能够体会到。
Every disciple, they are able to undertake.
要进入神的国啊，必须经历许多的艰难。
To enter into the kingdom of God, they have to go through many sufferings.
所以就是在患难逼迫的时候。
It is during this persecution and tribulations.
他们对福音的热忱啊，还是不改变的。
Their fervor toward the gospel has never changed.
他们对人灵魂的关爱还是丝毫不减。
Their care and love for the souls of men has not diminished.
所以他们也劝告这些跟随者哈。
They also instructed all these followers.
所以要将起初的信心呢坚持到底。
That they have to persevere to the end, the initial faith.
要把我们所领受的信心呢坚持到底。
To be steadfast in the faith that we have received.
同时，我们也要为这个信念而活。
In the same time, we have to live out this life of faith.
为这个信念而死。
To die for this faith.
这是何等的宗教情操啊！
Isn't this the climax of this religion?
那多么的高贵啊！
How precious is this?
我们人都很尊敬这些人呐。
We honor these people.
有宗教情操。
Because they have this religious proclamation.
何况神呐，更是尊重这些人。
Of course, God will honor these men.
所以我们看史蒂芬啊，都是为神的道理寻道。
We see that Stephen was martyred for the word.
保罗一样。
In the same way, Paul.
那彼得也一样。
Peter too.
都是为那个信念啊，耶稣基督从死里复活。
For the fact that the Lord Jesus had been resurrected from the dead.
好，那我们最后来看希伯来书的十二章。
Finally, we refer to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。第二节。
Two.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。所以这个罪啊，这是人的私心呐。
So this sin are the desires of men.
因为我们有些时候有私心呐、啊，对自己爱太多，在考虑自己的因素。
Sometimes we are so selfish that we consider ourselves too much.
所以就把我们列住，就把我们拖住了，我们就不容去发挥爱心呐、
啊。This sin ensnares us, so it is very hard for us to show love to others.
哎呀，我今天不行啊，不能够去帮助你呀、啊。
Oh, I cannot do it today. I cannot help you today.
啊，看一看啊，明天的不行啊。
Let me check the schedule. I cannot do it tomorrow.
后天的不行啊。
The next day I cannot do it either.
你看看，都是为了自己。
So every day is for myself.
当然每一天都不行啊。
Of course, every day I cannot make it.
假如我们把这个抛弃
，If we can put this aside,
脱去容易缠你，我们就把这个私心呢拿掉。
Lay aside all this selfishness which ensnares us easily.
我们就很容易做出有怜悯的心的决定。
Then we can easily make the decision to be merciful.
好像耶稣基督一样。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ.
自己吃亏啊。
He himself suffered.
本来是天上至尊至荣的神啊。
In the beginning, he was the most precious, most honorable, and glorious God in heaven.
降造地上为人啊。
He lowered himself to be on the earth.
为人啊，不是他当官的。
To be a man, not an official.
不是受人服侍的。
Not to be served by other men.
相反的是来服侍人。
On the other hand, to serve others.
那我们是谁呢？请问我们是谁啊？
Let me ask you, who are we?
所以我们有什么理由 来为我们自己保留
？So what kind of a reasoning can we come up with to reserve for ourselves？
啊，所以圣经告诉我们要彼此相爱呀、啊。
The Bible instructs us to love one another。
啊，这个是我们的信念。
This is our belief。
所以我们要把服侍人啊变成我们自己的信念。
To serve others, we put it as our belief。
这是耶稣基督从死里复活的精神呢、啊。
This is the spirit of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有死就没有复活。
Without being dead, you will not be raised to life.
所以一定要先经过死才有复活。
So you need to go through death first, then you come to life.
要先经过死才有荣耀啊。
To go through death first, then you can be in glory.
才能够坐在天父宝座右边呢、啊。
Then you can sit at the right hand of God in heaven.
所以我们一定要付出啊。
So we need to pay the price.
没有付出就没有收获。
Pay the effort. Without that, we cannot have to receive anything.
没有付出就没有喜乐。
Without offering anything, we will not be joyful.
没有付出就没有平安的感觉的。
Without offering, we will not have the feeling of peace.
啊，有一次有一个同工啊，他告诉我。
One day there was a worker who told me this.
啊，他说他这个移民的事情啊，绿卡老是办不下来。
He said that his immigration was stuck and it didn't come out yet.
老师说了这个。证件要掉了，那个要掉了，老师要补证件。
So many times they say they lost this document and that document, and he need to add more documents.
他说他也很烦呢、啊。
He was also frustrated.
那我再告诉他说，那我帮你祷告。
So I told him I will pray for you.
那我真的帮他祷告。
When I was praying for him,
那过了不久以后
，a while later，
他就告诉我
，He told me，
说哎，我的绿卡下来了嘿。
I received my green card now.
他很高兴，他收到那个绿卡很高兴。
He was so joyful to have the green card in his hand.
他告诉我说也是很高兴。
When he told me this, he was so joyful.
当时我真的是很替他高兴。
But within my heart, I was truly joyful for him.
那为什么我能够有这个喜的感觉，也替他高兴
？Why did I have this joyful feeling in my heart to be happy for him？
因为真的我有为他祷告过啊。
Because I truly prayed for him before.
那假如我没有付出，我没有为他祷告
，If I haven't offered up myself to pray for him.
Hey, 感谢主，我绿卡收到了。Hey,
when he told me that, oh, thank God, I've received my green card.
那可能我的反应说，哦，这样子啊，感谢主，哦，这样子啊，哎，感谢主。
Perhaps my response is, oh, thank God, then, okay, good.
那是你的绿卡，也不是我的、啊。
That is your green card, not mine.
我没有什么值得高兴的。
There's nothing for me to be happy about.
但是当你为他付出以后
，But once you offer up yourself for that person,
他的喜乐会变成你的喜乐。
His joy will be your joy.
这个就是得喜乐的秘诀啊
！This is the key to receiving joy.
所以耶稣基督为我们付出啊
！So Jesus Christ has offered Himself up for us.
我们要为别人付出。
We will have to offer up ourselves for others.
这个就是一个很美好的见证。
This is a beautiful testimony.
用我们生活来见证那个生命的主。
Using our whole lifetime to witness for that Lord of Life.
啊，唱诗492。
Let us sing Hymn 492.